some points to meditate, although we are few, but it is not the matter of number. It's not the matter of quantity, but quality. I hope that all of us are coming to the church today to receive the precious body, the holy body and the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. In this day was the initiation of this holy sacrament, which we call in the church the sacrament of sacraments, because it is not one of the sacraments, but it is the top of the sacraments. It's the most precious gift has ever been given to us, or all to the mankind, to all the mankind. It's the body of our Lord Jesus Christ and the blood which carries the divinity of our Lord, which carries all the glory of the Lord, which carries all the possibilities of the forgiveness of the sins, which carries the Holy Spirit who works in our hearts and dwells in our bodies. Today we are going to receive the Holy of Holies. And if there was a Holy of Holies in the tabernacle of Moses or in the temple of Solomon as signs and symbols, now we have the real, we have the true Holy of Holies, which not only is the altar in the sanctuary of our Lord, but also the holy body and the precious blood of our Lord. Today, our Lord Jesus Christ gave his disciples this holy sacrament, giving them and giving us also in accordance the ability of eternal life, not as men, but as children of God, not as normal humankind, but as children of the Father, the brothers of our Lord Jesus Christ, who adopted us to the Father in this day. And if you are coming to receive this Holy Communion, we have to take care very, very much and to understand how great is this mystery and how dangerous also if we receive this Holy Sacrament without being ready of that. As you heard, my brothers and sisters in Christ, today St. Paul is saying to the Corinthians in his first epistle and to us also that he who takes of this bread or drinks of the cup of the Lord unworthily will be criminal in the body and in the blood of the Lord. We have to purify our hearts. We have to cleanse our inner man. We have to repent from the bottom of our hearts. We have to promise our Lord to stop every sin that make obstacles in our relationship with God. We have to promise our Lord as much as He is giving this gift to us, that we repent day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment, so as not to let this body, which was sacred by this holy sacrament, to be impured again, or to be disturbed again with the worldly lusts, but to be delighted with the heavenly gifts, with the heavenly amusements, with the heavenly life with our Lord Jesus Christ. Today is a great day in the history of the mankind as a whole, because today our Lord Jesus Christ initiated this sacrament, which some of our brothers in Christ deny and don't understand that it is the will of God to give us His living body and His precious blood. It is the will of God to give us this gift so as to let our blood be purified by His, and to let our body to be sacred by His body also. Our Lord Jesus Christ in this day washed the feet of His disciples, not only as a meekness event, not only as a humbleness sign, but also to purify them, to be ready to receive the Holy Communion. He was ready to give this body, but before that He insisted to clean the feet of His disciples as a sign of repentance. Now Peter said to Him, "You will never, I shall never let you wash my feet at all." He said, if I don't wash your feet, you will not be with me. You will not have your share with me in heaven. ليس لك نصيب معي في الفردوس. And then Saint Peter said to Him, "No, wash my feet, my head, my hand, and all my body." He said, no. Those who have washed my body are not in need more than just to wash their feet. All of us were washed, were immersed in the water of the baptism, and our bodies from head to feet were purified and cleansed in the holy font of baptism when we were children. But now, because sometimes we have dirt of this world, our feet become dirty, we need to wash our feet. We don't need to be baptized again every time. We don't need to be immersed again in the baptism every time we fall in sin, but we need only to wash our feet. Wash our feet for the tears of our eyes. Very important. Please, if you want to be ready to receive the Holy Communion, wash your feet by your tears as a sign of repentance. Repent from the bottom of your heart. Confess. Come, cleanse yourself to be ready to receive the Holy Communion. Finally, we say, this is a great day, and the Lord wants every one of us to have this gift. But he who dares to approach this sacrament without being ready from inside will be condemned, will be rejected from God. That man who was invited to the wedding and came to the wedding without dressing the suit or the dress of the wedding was condemned by the father, and he casted him out of the wedding and he punished him. Although all of us are invited, but all of us must be dressed with a good dress which makes us ready and worthy to receive this Holy Communion. Let us now pray to God during this Holy Liturgy to cleanse us, to purify us, to accept our repentance, to accept our confessions, to accept our lives, to be in His life, to be hidden in Him, and to be protected by Him, and to be sanctified by His body and precious blood, and to be guided by His Holy Spirit. Glory be to God now and ever and forevermore. Amen.